The Navajo Nation has been hit hard by the coronavirus. Around 356,000 people call the American Indian Territory, which encompasses three states, home. To date, more than 4,600 residents have tested positive for COVID-19. That's one of the highest per capita rates in the country. At least 153 residents of the Navajo Nation have died from the illness. River Bluff Fellowship Church won't be able to send a mission team there this year, but that doesn't mean they're not still working to meet the Navajo people's needs. Pastor Scott Watson says they began working with the Navajo Nation more than two decades ago. All year, they collect items such as clothing, utensils, and basic supplies to take to Kayenta, Arizona each summer.
We're Christians. We believe Jesus said, hey, go into the whole world. And so that's what we are attempting to do, understanding that's what he did.
Watson says there are a lot of needs in Kayenta.
They're limited on health care. They're limited on grocery stores. They're limited on just basic things. But if you live outside, it's considered high desert area. It's right at the very opening of the most beautiful, beautiful place called Monument Valley. And more than likely, if you were to see a picture of Monument Valley, you would recognize that it is where movies are made, John Wayne movies, lots of beautiful, beautiful scenery. And so there are times when maybe some folks would come to help make a movie. But after they all leave, there's folks that live all throughout that high desert area that are without running water. About, I've heard, 30 to 50% of them have no running water. They have to go to a spigot down miles away, fill up their bottles and jugs, take it back to their home. Many still don't even have utilities.
And Watson said he's heard from people that live there that the coronavirus has hit Kayenta and the rest of the Navajo Nation hard.
We know that within the women's shelter there, that the virus has entered that shelter and people are getting sick. They are, because the living arrangements out there overall, they are extremely, extremely loving people and they are very, very family oriented. And so it lends to being in close proximity. And of course, this virus is deadly. And so we know at this point that the Navajo has the highest COVID-19 infection rate in the whole country right now. So we're aware of folks that have it and the fear of it spreading.
River Bluff Fellowship decided not to send a large team of church members to Kayenta this summer. They didn't want to add to the residents' anxiety, and the healthcare system there is already strained. Doctors Without Borders sent a 9-member team to the Navajo Nation earlier this month, the first deployment in the U.S. But the church is collecting items to send with a team of 2 to 3 people who will go, drop the items off, and then leave.
We just simply said, hey, that's our way to go. And if we can't do anything else, we can't even fist bump. We can wave and love them and send them some things.
Donations of items such as cleaning supplies, masks, gloves, and empty spray bottles will be accepted at River Bluff Fellowship, 2655 East Farm Road 188, this Thursday night from 6 to 8 and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Watson was heartened to see donations pour in during a collection last week.
Cars just came through and handed out masks and gloves and rubbing alcohol and bleach, hand sanitizer.
He asks everyone to pray for members of the Navajo Nation, and he says they'll continue to work to meet their needs.
We kind of on two levels are trying to do what is the right thing. There's a need, and we're invited to go. And so that's what we're trying to do.
For KSMU News, I'm Michelle Skaliski.